guys.
Hey.
We need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, we don't feel like we can host Thanksgiving this year.
What?
Are you kidding?
Well, just with work and the stress of adoption, we just don't feel like we have the energy. Plus, we don't think it's fair that every year the burden falls on us.
That doesn't sound like you. That's Monica talking.
No. We made this decision together.
She's putting words in your mouth.
Don't you put words in people's mouths. You put turkey in people's mouths.
I can't believe this. This is Emma's first Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
It's not. When was she born?
Well, personally, I think it's great you're giving yourself a break.
Thank you, Phoebes.
Sure. It's just as well. I mean, last year wasn't very good. I think she's losing her touch.
What? You are way off, lady.
Am I? Really? Am I? Well, why don't you cook Thanksgiving dinner and prove me wrong? Well, think about it. You'd be trying to top what you did last year. You'd be in competition with yourself.
That's my favorite kind. Okay, we are doing this.
Don't let yourself get manipulated this way.
Hey, stay out of this, Chandler. This is between me and me.
We are supposed to make these decisions together. Did you not watch the Dr. Phil I taped for you?
Some chocolate pies from that bakery on Bleecker. Mm-hmm. Could you pick them up for me?
You're not making the pies yourself?
No. I don't make chocolate pies. When I was younger, I entered this pie-eating contest, and I ate so many that just the thought of them makes me sick.
Did you at least win the contest?
2 minutes, 12 pies, and a part of 110. Okay, I'll see you guys at 4.
Can't wait. Oh,
this dinner is going to be so great. And your face last year, me!
Hey, Rach.
Yeah.
What's Emma doing today?
Well, see, I know that she has a meeting with her lawyer, and then she has to make a very big poop. Why?
Well, I want to enter her in a baby beauty pageant.
Oh, my God! That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard!
Okay, but before you say no, my friend Suzanne is entering her kid, and compared to Emma, she's a real dog!
Oh, Phoebe, all babies are beautiful!
Okay.
No. Just the idea of pitting one baby against another, I mean, you know, and judging who's cuter just for a trophy.
And $1,000.
Is something I'm very interested in.
Oh, please, do not tell Ross. He still believes that what's on the inside is important. Okay. Oh, and Emma needs a cowgirl outfit for the competition.
Where am I going to get a cowgirl outfit on Thanksgiving?
Well, I was thinking.
Take the clothes off Joey's Cabbage Patch Kid!
Yeah!
Did someone drop the baton again?
Why come all the way from Kansas to do that?
I don't get older. I just get better.
You know, it just occurred to me. This could be our last Thanksgiving, just the two of us. I mean, we could be getting a baby soon.
You don't know that.
Somebody's gonna pick us.
Yeah, but we haven't heard a thing from the adoption agency, and it's been weeks.
I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. Next year, it's gonna be you, me, and little Hemingway Bing. What? He's my favorite author.
Name one of his books.
The Firm?
Okay, let's see. Okay, the turkey's in the oven. The stuffing is ready.
You know, you always cook this meal all by yourself. Let me help this year.
Aw, Chandler, that's sweet. But you don't have to do everything Dr. Phil tells you to do.
I'm serious. Let me do something. Just not the turkey or the stuffing. Nothing high profile.
Okay, let's see. Oh, the cranberry sauce. It's easy to make and no one really cares about it.
Tell me more.
Okay, I'm gonna go check on something across the hall. You start by washing these. Okay. Not with soap!
You obviously haven't tasted my palmolive potatoes.
Hey, guess what Joey has?
3 tickets to today's Rangers game.
Dude, I wanted him to guess.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're great seats, too.
Guess where they are?
Center ice.
Did I do something to you?
The game's at 1.
So?
Dinner's at 4. We'll never make it back.
So we'll leave before it's over. We'll be back in time.
You say that now, but it could take us a long time to get back home. Plus, Joey could get lost and they could have to page us to go pick him up.
Dude, 2 times that happened.
Look, Monica's been working hard all day. She didn't want to host this thing in the first place. We shouldn't go.
He's right, man.
Yeah, I guess. All right, so see you at 4.
Okay. And get ready to taste my very special cranberries. Or should I say... Chanberries.
That's some gentle comedy, dude.
We're still going to the game, right?
Yeah.
This is contestant number 16, Rebecca Hope from Yonkers.
Hey, oh, Phoebe, listen, I think we gotta go. This place is really freaking me out. I've been watching this guy over there. I don't think he came with a kid.
We can't leave now. There was this one baby, Haley, who was favored to win, and she got croup, so she had to stay home. This competition just blew wide open, folks. It's just too weird. I just saw a 1-year-old running around with pantyhose on.
Oh, I know. We should have been more prepared.
It's okay. Now, the way I see it, our real competition now is Cameron. Oh, my God, they just took her sweater off. Look at those arms. Hello, Michelin Man.
Oh, baby. Come on. You know what? It's already 3:00. They haven't even gotten to Emma's group yet. We gotta go. We got dinner.
But Emma's got what it takes. She could go all the way.
Okay, Phoebe. Phoebe, you have to calm down.
Okay. Rachel, the hottest babies in the tri-state area are in this room right now. I overheard one of the judges say that not one of them holds a candle to Emma.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard him say that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, let's give these babies something to cry about.
Good! Hey, let's get down to business.
Emma needs some makeup.
What? Not what? Well, she's gonna look all washed out next to the other contestants.
No, baby, I'm not letting you put makeup on my baby.
Why not?
Because I already did.
I can't believe Chandler's missing this.
Yeah, I'm sorry he's not here too, but I gotta say, I am really enjoying Nacho Chip.
Yeah, I'd probably enjoy it more if he didn't keep batting my hand away.
Oh! Yeah. These seats are great.
I know. When I was here for Holidays on Ice, I was sitting so far away, Michelle Kwan couldn't read my banner.
Dude, I'm sure she knows you heart her.
I hope so.
Whoa, hey, we better get going. If we don't leave right now, we're going to be late for dinner.
Oh, but it's a tie game. So we're a little late. You know, the girls will be there. Let's just stay for 1 more goal.
Oh, no.
1 more fight.
Okay.
Okay.
Where is everybody? They're 45 minutes late.
I can't believe they're not here. I slave and I slave for what? They've ruined Cranberry Day.
How late are we?
45 minutes.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel and Phoebe are already there, okay? So they probably started without us. We could just slip in. And no one needs to know where we were.
You may want to lose the foam finger.
No. You just want to put it on your hand.
Hey.
Oh!
You're not at Thanksgiving?
No, no, we're late.
What are you doing here?
We're late too. We figured we could be late because you guys were going to be on time.
Don't point that thing at me, Tribbiani.
So nobody's here? Monica's going to kill us.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah. What's with the trophy?
We were at a spelling bee.
And I won!
You won an adult Thanksgiving Day spelling bee.
Yes! Y-E-S, yes!
Let's see this. Grand Supreme Little Darling, New York Division.
That's me.
You entered Emma in a beauty pageant?
And it looks like she put makeup on her.
Wait a second. Where have I seen that cowgirl outfit before?
I can't believe this. She's our daughter. That you would treat her like some kind of show dog is inexcusable.
But she won $1,000.
So this is an annual thing?
Oh. That's Alicia May Emery's outfit!
You guys, there are people in there who are not getting any happier.
Yeah, what are we gonna do?
Well, I don't know. You guys figure it out. I gotta put Emma down for a nap.
All right, Rach, while you're in there, throw something on Alicia May.
All right, what are we gonna say?
Ooh, we'll say that we were mugged. You can't get mad at someone who's been mugged.
Oh, good, that's good. But yeah. You don't look like you were mugged.
No. Yeah.
Hey!
Do you hear something?
They're out there!
Let me see.
I can't believe this. They're an hour late, and they're just standing out there talking.
Everything's so distorted. Looks like Joey has a giant hand. It says Rangers on it. They went to the game.
Oh, they are in for a world of pain.
Ross's shirt is torn.
They're late, and they're sloppy.
All right, Emma's napping. What happened to your shirt?
I got mugged, and they stole my pocket.
We're trying to figure out an excuse.
Hey, how about this? We could say that Monica told us 5 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. That way we're right on time. Or we could plant PCP in the apartment and call the cops on her.
That would be a good way to get rid of all the PCP we have lying around.
Just say that she said it was 5 o'clock. We'll just act casual. We're not late. We're right on time.
We know you're out there.
Who do you think it's from?
Oh, God, this is bad. This is so bad.
Well, let's just go in there and face them.
Well, I'm not going in first. I bet that vein on Monica's forehead is popping like crazy.
I hate that thing. It's like a bolt of lightning.
Oh, hey, I have an idea. Why don't we play rock, paper, scissors, and whoever loses goes in first?
Ooh,
okay.
All right, I'm in.
Wait, ready?
I win. What is that? That's fire. Beats everything.
Oh, really? Does it beat water balloon?
Well played, Phoebe Buffay. Well played.
All right, enough. Come on, let's just all go in at the same time.
Okay. It's locked.
What? Oh, sure, now they lock it. But when they're having sex on the couch, it's like, come on in, my butt is surprisingly hairy.